Welcome to a place unlike any other. A living island. A magical, mysterious land, far across the sea, where human beings are only visitors. Home to a civilization of strange and wondrous animals. Gateway to hundreds of millions of other dimensions. Welcome to Otter Island. Somewhere on this island, children are at play. Parents are enjoying a quiet moment, sharing a picnic lunch and watching the otter flies flutter by. This is not that happy place. This is the fjord village, and it is under attack.
This is your last warning. Leave now and you may yet live. Remain on this island and you will die.
Ah, we ain't the ones leaving, River Dog. This island belongs to the McGill and we will reclaim it once again.
Our emperor gave it to us for a place to work bad for.
Gabriel, how many McGill can you take?
I can't fly as well in the rain, Grant. Might be able to take six.
You take the left. Olivia, take the six on the right. I'm over. Alright then, you take the 20 in the center.
You'll die at my hand, vermin female! You're a god! What trickery is this? My electric shock's enough to kill 10 otters!
10 otters maybe, but not one very determined tune. Giant, wooden, ballet,
Gabriel, behind you!
Arrows? Since when do Nikhils use arrows?
Hold still, you main deer!
That's all of them.
You're gonna show me to Popple twice.
Yes, Popple. We know.
That was a little harder than usual.
I think we all know why.
Oh, why?
This is Papa's village.
Grant, you can't keep going on about Papa. Papa's gone.
I am very much aware of that.
He's right, you know. Papa's passed on. You gotta let him go.
I'll let it go when the fjord village has a new defender. Mama's death has left it far too vulnerable to attack. The current situation is intolerable.
Are you going to tell Malcolm that? Because I wouldn't.
You let me worry about what I'm going to say to Malcolm.
Meanwhile, in a distant dimension, a young mechanoid is preparing for a trip.
Alright then, I've got fuel, lubricant, eye cleaner, eyeballs. Where did I put my extra eyeballs? Oh, here they are inside my extra feet.
Timothy, are you finished packing, dear?
Almost, Mother.
Did you remember to pack an extra pair of eyes? You know you can't get new eyes out there in the wilderness.
It's not wilderness, Mom. Just because Otter Island isn't as advanced as City 015 doesn't mean they're savages.
I know, Tim. It's just that...
And yes, I did.
Good. Don't want you going blind because you can't get parts. Did you pack an extra pair of feet?
Yes, Mother.
You don't have to go, you know. I mean, just because you're a Lutraform. You don't even have to stay, Luchador. I'm willing to pay for an upgrade if you want one. Your Uncle Drip is quite happy as a stationary system, for example.
Mom, I know how you feel about my going away, but this is my choice. I'm the one who chose to be shaped like an otter.
I know.
And I want to go live with the otters because, well, because they like to learn and explore. City 015, our entire world even, it's just so stagnant.
If you want adventure, City 020 is having a military recruiting drive. You could see
Mother.
Sorry, it's just that I worry about you. I built you with my own two hands. I don't want anything to happen to you.
And so you'd rather I go into the army than live among otters?
That was pretty silly, wasn't it?
I love you, Mom. I'll come back to visit. I promise.
Your ride is here. Remember, speak very clearly to the gate computer, or it may send you to the wrong dimension.
I will, Mother.
Don't forget to change your oil every 2 months.
Okay, Mom.
And be sure to find a fuel source as soon as you arrive. My little robot, upgraded to adult so fast.
Malcolm.
Yes, Grant, what is it?
There is a matter which demands attention.
And what would that be?
The Fjord Village needs a defender, Malcolm.
Think I don't know that, Grant?
If you know it, then do something about it.
What do you want me to do? You know full well that it's up to the Fjord Village to pick their own champion.
You can station someone there.
That's not my job. That's the Queen's job.
The Queen doesn't know your trainees. You do. You can put someone in charge of the Fjord Village, and the Queen will not
object.
Who
shall I put
there? Because she knows
Snar,
how capable...
Desmond, how about Little Pearl?
Don't make jokes, Malcolm. This is a very serious matter.
I'm not making jokes. The last truly qualified warrior was Olivia, and she replaced her sister Ophelia. You'll have to make do.
I have a great deal of respect for you, Malcolm. You have trained us well, but I cannot abide your reluctance to protect Palma's village.
Hey!
Hello, Braze. Would you excuse us? Grant and I are having a private conversation.
Rawr! Everyone here, private formation! Let's fight!
We're not fighting.
Not fighting? I'm not fighting! Braze, see you go! Stop yell!
Very well, Braze. For now.
What would make Malcolm mad?
I wasn't trying to make Malcolm angry.
Riz Farrell, no stupid. You say Palma village, Palma dead. You no say Malcolm kill Palma, but Malcolm here.
Is that what you think?
Riz think. What Grant think?
I think we never should have taught you to speak.
Rivers of the plain, I'll make my home there. In the shadow of the mountain, there'll be a place where I will spend my... Hello? Looks like a gate just opened.
Thank you.
Hello there. Are you the ferry driver?
No. I'm a gatherer. I was just gathering some sea salt. But I'll gladly take you across the channel on my raft.
Thank you. My name is Tim. I'm from the robot world.
Well, I assumed from your appearance that you weren't an elf.
Heh, I guess it's pretty obvious that I'm a droid.
Here's the raft. Come on. Where are you headed, Tim?
I'm not entirely sure yet. I need to settle someplace with a fuel supply.
What sort of fuel supply?
Gasoline, preferably.
I don't know what that is.
If not gasoline, alcohol and vegetable oils will do.
Alcohol? Is that like wine?
Something like that.
I know just where you should go. They make oil and wine at the Fjord Village.
They keep orchards up on the cliff tops, you see.
Sounds like just the thing.
Bolt, what have we here? Ha! You otters think you're so special, yet you can't even talk underwater. But all is not lost. You'll make a fine throw rug for my den.
Let him go. That's Kimoa. The Emperor's expecting him.
Fine, mate. Fine. I'll have plenty of otter pelt soon anyhow, eh?
Prima, I love the otters to see you, Your Majesty.
Send him in. Bring a bowl of air for our guest. Here, place this over your head.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Now, what news from the surface?
Your raiding party has confirmed what I suspected. The fjord village is weakened without its protector.
Weakened? Really? Then perhaps you would like to explain what happened to the entire party!
The coastal patrol was able to take up the slack, but that won't be a problem for long. There is dissension among the patrol because of this weakness, and if that doesn't prove sufficient, the trap is in place.
Excellent. Now, tell me about the strengths and weaknesses of the King's Castle.
That wasn't part of our deal.
A slight oversight on my part, but perhaps I could change your mind. I'd like to introduce you to my special boys. You like them? I, for one, think they're absolutely magnificent. Half Nagil, half shark. One bite from their powerful jaws would tear an otter apart as easily as you would tear apart a crayfish. And I do believe it's their supper time. They do look hungry, don't they?
Are you trying to threaten me?
Threaten you? No, not a bit of it. I'm sure these boys could find food on their own. Why should they be satisfied with one small, grovelly little specimen, when there's a whole shore that's ripe with tender, young morsels? Do I make myself clear?
The castle entrance is constantly guarded by one Callan and one River Wolf.
Several days later, Tim the android has been summoned to appear before the king. He does not yet know the reason and is rather nervous.
I received a summons from the king.
Go on in. He's waiting for you.
Wow, what a fortress.
Ah, Tim.
Your Majesty, I'm afraid I'm not familiar with the royal protocol. Should I be on all fours, or...
Oh, psh. Protocol is for humans and elves.
Right. Sir.
You may call me Midge. I've asked you to come here because I want to talk to you about a job.
I see. No offense, your, Midge. But isn't that what the Queen usually does?
Generally. But I want to talk to you about joining the Coastal Patrol.
I thought that was the Queen's area as well.
Normally, yes, but not in times of war.
War, sir?
Keep your voice down, please. Yes, war. I have reason to believe that the Nagil are active even now. The island and I have been conferring in my dreams, and what I have heard concerns me greatly. Whispers of treason, fighting among the patrol, shades of danger which no one can quite identify, all tied in somehow to the Nagil, but I simply cannot bring it all together.
I am at your service, sire. How can I help?
In my dealings with robots, I've learned that all of you have certain abilities in common. Keen senses, eidetic memory, acute powers of perception. I want you to join the patrol to be my eyes and ears. Find out exactly what's going on and why.
I will, of course, comply with your wishes, sire. But you should know that I am not a fighter. I am a scholar and an explorer. That is why I came here.
I will make arrangements with the patrol. I will tell them that because you are the youngest and greenest member, the others are to see that you do a minimum of fighting. Is that acceptable?
Yes, sir.
Good. Report to Malcolm at your earliest convenience for orientation. You'll find him near the river village. Oh, and on your way out, would you ask Chippy to bring me some berries? I haven't eaten all day.
Yes, sir, Your Majesty.
Things do not go easily for Tim. The next day, in the Eastern Gardens.
8654, 8654, 8654 was his name.
Oh,
there was a robot and a dog.
Hey, what are you doing to that tree?
Oh, hello. I was just extracting some resin from this pine. I need it to help waterproof my systems.
And who told you could cut this tree?
Is this your tree? I am sorry.
We need these pine trees. Their boughs provide roots for a lot of the houses around here.
I assure you that I have not done significant harm to the tree.
Oh, baby. Nasty metal thing making you bleed sap all over the place. What in the world are you, anyway? You don't look or smell like an otter.
Well, I am not technically an otter. I am a Ludraform android.
Well, go cut somebody else's trees, you freaky tin box!
Is there a problem here?
This machine is attacking my pine trees!
I did not attack them.
Did you do this, Tim?
You know him.
I did.
Tech, isn't this exactly how you cut maple trees when you're extracting sap?
Well, yeah, but...
Your maple trees are fine. Why do you think your pine trees are in danger?
Whose side are you on, Gabriel?
I'm on nobody's side. Look, Tim is new here. He didn't know these trees were yours. He was just helping himself to what he needed, the same way we all do.
Well...
Besides, this young creature's protecting your trees. He's a member of the Coastal Patrol.
He is? Oh, I didn't realize.
Well, I don't want to...
He had his first confrontation this morning. Killed a zombie on his first day.
Never let it be said I didn't support the patrol. Take all the resin you need.
Thank you.
Thanks for your support, Gabriel.
Listen, Machine. I'll back you up because you're a member of the patrol, but you'd better learn the rules around here. Just because we all share our resources doesn't mean you can just take whatever you want without asking.
I'm sorry, Gabriel. I didn't know. It's just so different from my world. I didn't know.
A meeting at the patrol headquarters proves no better.
Report.
There's been a great deal of trouble at the gate. 4 zombie teams, 2 chifroos, and some sort of backward slithering sea serpent. All within the last 3 days.
There have been at least 12 hit-and-run raids by the Najeel. There haven't been any casualties, but the property damage has been massive.
The damage has been especially bad in the Reef Village.
Would you like to tell me why that is?
Presumably because it is closest to the Najeel city.
And what have you done about the problem?
Me? But sir, the Reef Village is Popple's village.
You are his closest ally. You need to be there to support him.
I am, if I can, but I really have no way of knowing.
I'm not interested in excuses. Tim, I am not happy that you landed a position on the patrol without any previous combat experience.
Or training.
But as long as you're here, you are going to fight like a warrior. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Six ounces? I can't live on that.
There must be some way to increase the output of this thing. That's right. Just a little tweak here. And another. Gremlins! Glitches! WYSIWYG! Ego! Glad!
I hope it's not my arrival that has you swearing like that.
Olivia, how... what are you doing here?
You weren't at HQ for the latest debriefing. I came by to see if you were alright. Obviously you're not. What's wrong?
My still broke.
You can't make fuel without it, huh?
No.
Have you thought about converting to solar batteries?
No.
They'd be a lot less hassle, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Something else is bothering you.
Yeah.
Want to talk about it?
Everyone seems to hate me.
Not everyone. I don't.
You're the exception.
Well, who hates you then?
Grant, Malcolm, Gabriel, Blair, Quark, Shade, Nerite, Braze.
Braze doesn't hate you. Everyone else, though, that's pretty much on the money.
Is it because I'm a robot? It's because I'm a robot, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure that isn't it. But...
but what?
Well, you're always so serious. You try so hard at everything. Training, maintenance, impressing Grant. Perhaps it would help if you loosened up.
Loosen? But if I loosen up, I'll get water in my circuits.
Not like that, you daft get. I mean, loosen up and have fun, like this.
That was impressive, but I believe that what you just did can only be achieved by a toon like yourself.
Well, unless you have six arms, but you could, say, go play frisbee or rope ball on the beach.
To strengthen social connections with those around me.
There you go again. No offense, Tim, but that is such a robotic thing to say. No, because it's fun. Building social bonds just happens to be a nice side effect. Just do something fun. I guarantee you'll feel better.
What is that?
What's what?
That smell. Like fish and ozone. It's like electric eels. There's not eel attacking.
We're here. Where are they?
Don't tell us they got away already.
Who?
The Nagil. I smelled them from up by my cave.
No Nagil here. Just me drying out this here eel jerky.
Eel jerky?
And my wife's baking some chili bread.
Oh. False alarm.
Yeah. And we're here. You wouldn't be cooking my cousins, would ya?
Go back to the abyss before you get filleted yourself, scum.
And who's going to make me? You?
You're blooming right I am.
I don't think so. You see, we learn.
This rope, it's sticking to me like glue.
Get rude tentacles. Thanks for dumping those creatures in the water, by the way.
Glitches!
You killed my brother with a giant mallet. Now I am gonna kill you, cursed drawing thing. Let's see how you stand up to a Shifru skin-tipped trident.
You! Go! Get help!
I don't think anyone's gonna come. Listen, at this very moment, an entire Nagil army is launching an attack on the island. Your king, in fact all of you, are about to die.
No!
And I myself, and starting with this here blue wench.
No!
Alright. Okay, get out of the way.
I'll have you free of this tentacle in a moment. My glitch is back.
Get out of the way.
There, you're free. Go warn the others.
Tim, you hurt!
Go! You can't save me!
Boy, you miserable boat motor. You cost me my revenge.
It will cost you more than that.
What are you talking about?
I can't let you get away. You will be destroyed.
What did you do? Look at you. You can hardly move.
I will.
I activated him. He's coming to now.
Where am I?
You're in the hospital in City 004.
The last thing I remember is self-destructing.
We found your head in the orchards. It was mostly intact.
So we brought it to your homeworld to see if you could be revived.
The doctors built you a new body.
Olivia, is she all right?
She's fine. She just wore herself out, mobilizing the island to stop the Nagil invasion.
I can't move.
Be patient, Tim. I'm still installing your drivers.
Tim, we
owe you an apology. We've been treating you disrespectfully because...
Because I'm a machine.
What? No, that was never a factor.
No, we don't care about that.
It was because we doubted that you were ever a serious warrior.
The king told us to keep you out of the fighting. What were we supposed to think?
But you took a trident for Olivia. You gave up your life to protect her.
From the neck down, anyway.
Once you're recovered, I expect to see you at Patrol HQ.
Yes, sir.
All right now. If you've said all you have to say, I need you all to give us some room. I've got to calibrate this boy's driver. Go on, now.
All clear down there.
Ahoy, Tim!
Hello, Olivia. What?
What you doing?
I'm just checking the fjord floor for signs of Nagils.
Very industrious.
And I was having a good swim.
Thought so.
Want to play a little water ball? It's a great way to build up agility and speed, not to mention reflexes.
Yeah, it isn't that.
And it's a lot of fun.
How'd you like to take a ride instead? There's gonna be a play down at the markets. I came to ask if you'd like to come.
I'd love to.
Hello once again. I'm Orin Otter.
And I'm Tack.
And now it's time for the educational part of our program.
Yes, in the past 3 episodes, we've had were humans, were dolphins, and were eels.
Ironically, the word were means man, even though not all werebeasts turn into men.
That's it?
What do you mean?
Well, this episode had so many important moral subjects in it, like tolerance and friendship and the importance of fun.
Yeah, but we always end the show with something silly to take the edge off the drama.
That wasn't silly, that was just pedantic.
In our next episode, meet a young otter named Chrissy, who runs away from home to build the biggest slide on the island.
Next month right here on Otter Tunes, shouldn't we at least say something about sharing? I mean, I'm not really as stingy as I was in the show, or the proper way to get sap from a tree, or how about...
This has been the Otter Island Radio Show. Otter Island is a production of the Riverside Players, and stars Orin Otter, Ayla Du, K-9S O'Farrell, John Winningham, Ashen Fox, Wanderer Wolf, Martin Billany, Jude the Rat, and Ann Bull. This episode was written and directed by Orin Otter, partially based on a companion story by John Krupp. Additional sound engineering by Ayla Doom, including music gratefully borrowed from Peter Howell of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Otter Island is made possible by the Pandora Families of Comics at www.ottercomics.us and has been broadcast on the Otter Tunes Shoutcast Radio Network.